UNN. Please back us. It really, really is greatly appreciated. Now, I'm going to now get in touch with Alan. This is somewhat off script, but again, it is further part of UNN lore. So let me give Alan a buzz just now. Let me get this sorted out. Alan.
Hello, David. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you? How are you?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Alan, are you going to put your camera on, or do you just want to do it over the phone?
Well, with what's happened to me, I never ever have the camera on, David.
That's all right. That's all right. You don't need to worry about it. That's absolutely fine, Alan. It's not an issue whatsoever. So, Alan, tell us a wee bit about how you and I started talking and what it is you're involved in. I think our audience is going to be very, very interested in this. So tell us a bit about your background, Alan, and what led you to being here tonight.
I mean, the background is really simple. We were up working late one night. My wife went down to make a cup of coffee downstairs. She heard odd noises coming from a derelict building. It concerned her enough for me to go down. We heard them, and there were machines running. We were tired. I left my phone out with a recording app on because I was curious. Went to sleep, woke up the following day. I forgot about it, in fairness. When I actually played it back, we could hear noises, horrific noises of women and children screaming. It's gone from that. The recent interest has been a TikTok video that's done 2.7 million views, I think it is.
Alan, whereabouts is it you live?
That house was in Ammanford in South Wales.
So are you? Do you live there currently?
No, I haven't lived there since 2018.
Right. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Alan, is I've actually got a noise there. So Alan Tate from Ammanford, and the noise is behind Sophia Nails in Ammanford. So tell me a bit about the background about Sophia Nails in Ammanford.
Okay, it's a nail bar. It's a Vietnamese nail bar. It was owned by someone called Trang Phang Tran at the time. She was a lady who was convicted for her part in 15 illicit drug factories in Wales. And the noises were actually recorded coming from behind that shop, but in the basement of my house. If you can imagine, the shop's at the front and behind there's a house. And in the basement of our house, in the closest wall to Sophia Nails, that's where we made the recordings.
And Mustafa Bin Boga was the leaseholder of the shop next door. Aged 47, he was convicted of committing a rape at gunpoint and attempted child molestation by a court in Turkey.
Yes, that's correct. He was given 12 years. And although he was actually arrested and taken back to Turkey, apparently he's been seen. Well, two people said they've seen him back in Ammanford. What would it be, last year now? And if that's true, there's no way he served 12 years.
So, Alan, is Christine your wife?
Yes.
You and Christine are saying that there are business premises in Ammanford, and you believe that women and children are being held hostage underground.
My position really is this. We recorded horrific noises coming from there. There's women and children screaming. There are people mentioning that a baby's died. There's all sorts. We've even recorded, I haven't. Somebody actually recorded gunshots down there. But it's not just me that recorded the noises. Other people asked me, could we come back to the house? Can we record noises for ourselves? So I let them. And to make it as, what's the word, secure as possible. I asked one of them, if I give you the key, can you change the lock to the door so they have the only keys? And they gave the key to the next person that went down. And those people actually speak out on a video we made called the Ammanford Untouchables.
Now, Alan, and you did state this in the chat. How do we know that you don't have any vendetta against these businesses, or you're not pursuing a vendetta against them?
I suppose ultimately you don't. Scratch the surface, read the material we've presented. I have no vendetta against those people at all whatsoever.
What? Okay. Well, I'm gonna play this clip here on YouTube, which is screaming a recording from behind Sophie and Ailes in 2018. So if you could just stay quiet just now, please, Alan. So we're just... And then for those that haven't seen it, this is the TikTok video. I'm just going to play the TikTok video just now, Alan, that's gone viral on TikTok. So, Alan, first question is, why haven't the police done anything about this? Have you presented this evidence to the police?
Yes, we presented the evidence to the police. Originally, when we presented it, they'd done absolutely nothing at all. And so we gave the evidence to different police forces. Now, eventually, Avon and Somerset got in touch with Dufford Powers Police, and then they did do a mini investigation. And I've covered that in the Ammanford Mystery. There are so many things wrong with that investigation, it's untrue. One of them, for argument's sake, is we were saying that we could hear automated machines running overnight in a derelict building, and we thought it was a drug factory. Yet the police went there, contacted the owners, and made an appointment to go inside, 6 weeks later. So they agreed with the owners, the police, that they'd all go inside there 6 weeks after we reported it. Oh, they didn't find anything, by the way.
Now, again, Alan, how do we not know that you've just not taken a video and superimposed this recording on it? What evidence do we have that you've not done that?
You have the evidence of the other people that have been back there. They speak out quite freely.
So is there other recordings of this? Are there other people actively pursuing this?
There were, in the Ammanford Untouchables video, I think there are six, it might be more, people that went back to the house of their own to make recordings for themselves that speak out and share their experiences with people. There was one person, a lady, Leslie Cooper, who, unknown to me, had done her own investigation at the property. She speaks in the video as well.
Okay, I'm just going to read this out. Since 2008, we've been trying to raise public awareness about posting the noises. In 2021, we made a 40-minute documentary. Nine people recorded noises at our former house. Mr. Dan Beetzel, a man trained in detecting criminality and identifying weapons, states that the noises were recorded. He states that criminality was taking place in these situations. So, Alan, where do you actually think these children or women are specifically then?
I think in the back wall of the basement, where we had the clearest recordings, I dug a hole that's about 1.6 meters down in three different places. It's somewhere underneath there. I mean, I don't think it's that deep. Maybe another 3 meters down, we would have been on top of them. And you mentioned Dan Beetzel, the US soldier who spoke out. I can hook you up with him if you want. If you want to interview him, I'm sure he'd talk to you.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. So, I'm just looking just now at Sophia Nails. Was your house the one above that, Alan?
Okay, as you're looking at the front, you can see a flat above the shop. Yeah. Now we had that flat, but behind it there's a house as well.
Okay. Okay. And did you personally feel that you were hearing noises?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear noises regularly when you were there with your wife?
No, it wasn't something we heard. It was if it wasn't for the recorders, we would never have heard anything. Yeah, they're not noises that you can hear. So if you're lying in bed at night, something like that, you're not going to hear them.
So what made you think that this was taking place then? Why did you decide to start recording?
Didn't think it was taking place at all. It was just that one late night when we were up. And Chris made a cup of coffee, and he said there's strange noises coming from next door, and we recorded them overnight. If it wasn't for that one incident, we'd never have known.
Now, Alan, I was looking this up as well. So there's been an article on Lad Bible. Couple refused to return home 2 years after hearing screaming in basement, and that's Lad Bible carried that. Has there been any further mainstream media coverage on this?
No, hardly any at all. The last articles I think were published in 2020. Originally, there were some articles published by Wales Online and Gloucester Online. Now, the Gloucester Online one embedded a clip which said about a baby dying, and it took 150,000 views. Now, the policeman that asked me about what actions I've taken, I told him about those newspaper reports, and now those three newspaper reports are all down. And the video, I made a video about it. It's on the website, on my website.
The Daily Express is saying that you think that the site was haunted. Did you ever think it was haunted, or is that the Daily Express that has spun that?
No, it's their spin on it totally. I've heard absolutely everything. Hauntings, EVPs, all of it. I mean, yes, I looked at what people were saying, but only from a point of view of either proving it or disproving it. And I think that sort of angle's been discounted.
So you've created a website, and Alan, of course, I've got to ask, are you doing this for any financial benefit? Are you making any money out of doing this? Have you done that as part of your work?
No, not at all. We've never made any money from day one. We don't make any money from day two. Now, I mean, we fund it all ourselves. We were short of funds last year, so we sold the house to actually be able to keep it going. But no, we've got no sponsors, nothing like that.
And PBC, who's one of our regulars watching, actually makes a very, very good point. And again, this is why at UNN I am always open-minded, but we're always sceptical as well, Alan. How long were the Fritzl kids down in the basement and nobody heard a thing? Elizabeth Fritzl gave birth to 7 kids. Who was the
How
other
long
one?
Were... Sorry?
Remember Joseph Fritzl, his daughter, was in the basement and nobody knew where she was. And who was the other guy as well? The girl escaped... And then the guy jumped in front of a train. She was a German girl. What was her name? I'm asking people.
I remember. I know the one you're talking about. I don't know her name. Don't know it.
So I'm sure there was Mark Dutroux. Yeah, Natasha Campush. That's her name. PBC always on fire. Natasha Campish as well. So, look, here's the thing. There has been instances where people have trapped people in basements. They have trapped people. So that's why I'm interested in this. But as I said, Alan, you said the police never even went into that Sophia Nails bar. They've never been in.
Now, what I actually said is they've never been into my house, but I don't think they've been into Sophia Nails either.
So what's your gut feeling telling you that's going on? What do you think's taking place?
Personally, from all the bits of research I've done and everything, and the people that have spoken to me, I think it's some sort of breaking house.
And what do you mean by breaking house?
Breaking house, where they bring in illegal immigrants and they do anything they want to them to convince them that it's a good idea for them not to run away. They get beaten up, they get raped and things like that. It's on the internet.
I mean, again, that's not something that isn't beyond the realms of possibility, because that's what happens to people who come from Vietnam. That's what happens to people who come from these countries. Here's the thing. Talking to you, Alan, you know, what you are trying to put across, it doesn't seem ridiculous. You know, it doesn't seem out of the bounds of possibility, Alan.
It comes down to this. I mean, how many people do you think would hear noises like that and just turn away? Once you find that the police aren't going to do anything, you have to take action. If you listen to some of those videos with the recordings on, that's not one person screaming, two people screaming. That's a bunch of people screaming, and they're in pain. And in some cases, it actually says about death. You can hear young children. There's one child in there that we've recorded. It's on the internet for everybody to hear. The little child is saying, I want to get dressed two or three times. Some of these are totally horrific.
But again, Alan,
that seems a little dystopious.
This would be my argument against that is, again, if I'm playing devil's advocate, you obviously have I'm not saying this, but perhaps a vendetta against these people. You don't like them, and you've created this to try and cause them trouble. What would you say to that?
Well, I mean, what can I actually do? Nine people have gone back in there. It's an independent video. They've given their views independently of mine. So, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. If I had a vendetta against them, what, you're saying nine other people have got a vendetta against them? This isn't a vendetta. This is real.
I'm not saying they do, but sometimes, you know, there is people can hear and see what they want to see. Alan, where's the clip you say of the child that is dying? What clip is that?
Okay, are you on my YouTube channel?
I'm on your YouTube channel.
Okay, if you go scroll to the bottom somewhere, it says something like why the babies died, and there's another little video there as well which tells you how the police responded to it.
Okay, I'm going to play why the babies died.
Don't listen for the next 2 minutes if you feel it's too much for you.
So
and I understand exactly
this
why
is playing
you
just
find
now,
this, un-
Alan,
this uncomfortable to listen to.
You won't be able to hear it.
The implications of this, and it hasn't been confirmed, and I do hope it is not what it sounds like, but there are people being...
Alan, so we've just played Why, Gareth, why the BBC died? Just tell me again, where exactly was the recording equipment to record this? Where was it?
Okay, the recorder for that particular one is in the basement of the house that sits behind Sophia Nails. Okay, I've dug into the wall and got down as far as I can. So there's a shaft there about 1.5 metres, and that's where it was. But that recording wasn't actually made by me.
Who was that made by?
Recorded by me.
Who was that one recording made by?
One of the people that went back to the house.
Right. I'm going to now play the clip. Gunshots with screams in between are covered up. I'm just going to play this again. Just bear with me, please, Alan, while I play this.
Supporters went back to the property and independently made some recordings. On one of those recordings, a man can be heard that says something like, "Say to Gareth, stay out of range." Then a noise is heard, and that noise sounds to me like a magazine being inserted into a weapon. After those sounds, there are 60 noises that sound like gunshots. What follows is the recording, but I've only included two gunshots, and that's because I can hear a scream between the two gunshots.
I just hear the what you say is gunshots. Now I see your documentary has had 20,000 views. Your YouTube channel is Alan Tate Ammanford. So Jane John says she's going to sue you. And Alan, why is she going to sue you?
It was a comment that was left this week. Someone left a comment on her Google reviews. And she said something along the lines of, don't believe what Mr. Tate says, something about drugs. And now nobody had mentioned drugs, but she said that if I'd mentioned that her staff were involved in drugs in any way, she will sue me. The only thing I can say to that is Tring Thang Tran was the leaseholder of Sophia Nails when those recordings were made, and she was convicted for her part in 15 illicit drug factories in Wales. Her partner was Quang Lam, who had a Vietnamese nail bar in Klanet 3, which is about 15 miles away. He was jailed too. So bring it on, sue me.
Alan, do you think as well one of the reasons why the police and others won't perhaps look into this further is because there could be accusations of a racial element to this, that obviously these people are not from here originally? Do you think that is a concern for the police, that they might be accused of racism?
I mean, sure, you could say they could be accused of racism, but I've proven that two policemen have covered up documents and suppressed material from senior officers. I've put it on the web. It's there for everybody to see. I'm not hiding anything. Everything is up there. I've tried all throughout this investigation to prove or disprove facts. I put as much effort into trying to disprove stuff and listening to people's theories than I do trying to prove it. What's on the internet is something, it's just stuff that I haven't disproven. And I think that stuff merits a full investigation.
Again, I'm just trying to get into my head, because my job is to look at all sides. Why has those involved not, like, I mean, they would surely argue that you're pursuing a vendetta against them and you're attacking them. Therefore, why hasn't action been taken against you already? Have you've been doing this now for 3 or 4 years?
It's coming on for 4 years, ever since mid-2018. Now, everybody that I've named, I've invited to come on my channel and to give their point of view. Every single one of them has refused. I mean, if it's a vendetta, why don't they speak out? Why don't they tell everybody it's a vendetta? Why don't they tell them I've got it in for them? And why don't they disprove the factual information I've put up?
I mean, that's, again, if somebody was saying these things about me, I would be saying that you're a nutcase, you've got a vendetta, this is complete lies, it's complete blatantly untrue, and you're launching a campaign of hate. Therefore, my question is, why is that not being done? Why aren't they fighting back?
I think any rational person would. If I put noises up like that and people have listened to them, especially in the numbers now, yeah, I've invited them as recently as like last weekend. Come on the show, come on the channel, give your point of view. Yeah, if you've got something to say, stand up for yourself and tell us what it is.
Now, again, traditionally, the viewpoint would be is this is completely ridiculous. This isn't happening. However, the facts speak for themselves. There have been numerous cases of children and adults being kept in basements for years, if not decades, and abused. There have been numerous cases of people coming from immigrant backgrounds, abused, attacked, and silenced. Therefore, you know, if what you were saying, Alan, was, say, I don't know, a alien congregation was abusing children, again, that would be slightly more. I mean, I never rule anything out, Alan, but that would be a wee bit. So, and again, the problem is people do have significant distrust for the police, and I certainly do not trust the police, neither do my audience. But I think what a few people are asking, Alan, is there no better evidence that you could have got, like seeing how do you think these people are being brought in and out of this establishment?
I think that the place at College Street is just a hub. I think some of there's an underground tunnel or underground chamber, and I think they're coming from somewhere else.
So you think they're led there? And Alan, obviously doing this research, you'll have seen other stuff. Have you been given any other examples of this taking place throughout the UK?
Now, it seems sort of mysterious.
Sure, people have got in touch and they've told me different stories. But, David, we spent 3 months in the early hours of the morning in a 4x4 Jeep looking very carefully at the area, the people that were moving around, things like that. We put the entire place on surveillance. We were trying to find out what it was. The stuff that we released in those videos was released when we knew the police weren't going to do anything. So we released things to see what would happen. And that's it. And we took photos afterwards. That's how we can tell you, or we think, that those tunnels have actually been filled in.
So you think the tunnels have since been filled in?
Absolutely. If you watch the Ammerford Untouchables, we use Google Earth and things like that. We used acoustic sonar at the property. Yeah, we're absolutely sure those tunnels have been filled in.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else that this is. Any other videos you would recommend me playing, Alan?
I've just started putting the website together, and that website's got short videos on them. In some ways, that's easier.
Anything on YouTube you would recommend I paid? I played anything else on YouTube?
Short ones.
Yeah, just short ones. Anything you would recommend that I played?
I've given you the Ammanford link, the YouTube link to my main site. But the ones that go through the website are the shorter versions. They make more direct points. Like Lady Leslie Cooper said about an old children's hospital, and it's rumoured that there's a tunnel in between. Well, there's a clip from the Google Earth that shows that and shows the surrounding areas. That's quite a good one.
Okay, so where would I find that on your website?
If you go onto the website and then look at FAQs.
FAQs, yep, frequently asked questions. Okay.
Okay, if you just read through them, one of them says something about the proximity.
Which one is it? Could you be wrong? Alter Police, who runs? Could the noises be coming from a TV or radio? Is it that one?
I can't see. Let me just turn the computer back on. All I've got is the Skype screen at the moment. Right, is there a way I can send you links on this? Because I don't use Skype often.
Send me it via Skype. Send me it via Skype, please.
Did you get that one?
I did, I've got it. I'll play it. Okay, I'll click that. Okay, this is... Who's this?
All right,
who's
you
this?
Guys.
Who's this guy then? Who's this guy?
He's a guy that saw a TikTok video, and off his own back, he phoned up Hammond for police and reported the incident.
Okay, I'm going to play this now.
So, as you know, I have been tirelessly focusing on the story of the children in the tunnel. So tonight, I actually called the police department of Ammon Ford, Wales, and told them what was going on, and told them that it has gained international attention. And a woman took my information and actually gave me a case number. That case number is D is in Delta, P is in Papa, 053. So if any of the people that I have on Discord, which basically it's everyone that's in that current town, go ahead and look that up and call, ask them what's going on with case number D Delta P Papa 053.
So was this an American guy that
did it's an American it? Guy, yeah.
Right. Let me now and again, Alan, are you
please
aware
stretch,
of the
stretch, please.
The John Pizzagate? Are you aware of Pizzagate, Alan?
Sorry, I think I missed that. I was busy sending you some links.
Have you heard of Pizzagate, Comet Pizza in Washington? Do you know that story about the Podesta brothers?
Is this the John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, Comet Ping Pong thing?
Yes. Comet Ping Pong, I think that's what it's called. Do you know about that story?
I know a little bit about it. I haven't gone into depth of it, anything like that.
Alan, what would you say to people though? That obviously you're, and I'm going to sound like I work for the BBC here, but I have to do it. You know, this is quite serious stuff that you're accusing these people of doing. You know, they could face real harm, for this. How would you respond to that?
I'm not accusing anybody of anything. What I'm saying is horrific noises have been recorded by myself and others. This merits a full investigation by the police, preferably an independent police force.
And no one has done that?
No, there has been no full investigation into these noises. I mean, Duffy Parish police have said they're all background noises that you'd expect around my house. Well, I mean, quite frankly, they're not. With the exception of my former house, there aren't any residential properties there. They're all commercial properties. You're not going to hear noises like that. I mean, if you scratch the surface and listen to a few more recordings, they're not just something that you're going to hear in and around my house and it's normal background noise. To say so is nonsense.
Alan, look. This has given me a great deal of food for thought. Now, I've got colleagues who work with UNN, and they're actually based in Wales. Are you happy for me to put you in touch with them, and you could maybe meet up with them and have a chat?
Absolutely. Yeah. Any help I can get is gratefully appreciated.
Good. Now, Alan, what I'm going to do is I'm also going to get in touch with Sophia Nails, etc., for them to give their side of the story, if they so wish, because it wouldn't be fair, I think, for me not to. But this is all very strange, Alan. And look, see, at the end of the day, I can't rule out that this is 100% real, because it's entirely believable, because stuff like this happens all the time. Stuff like this is covered up all the time. And the police have a history of doing this. And, you know, I'm a reasonably good judge of character, Alan. And, you know, let's put it this way, you seem very convincing, okay? That's what I'll say for now. You seem very convincing.
Now, this is the thing. I don't want anybody to believe me. What I want them to do is to study the material that we've put up and base the decision on that, on the actual stuff that's actually up there. Does it merit a full investigation or not?
Yes. from what? And if only to disprove you and to protect those, if it's not true. And obviously, if it is true, to certainly protect those. Because at the end of the day, that's all we care about. Alan, bombshell stuff. A huge thanks for coming on the show. And I'm going to put the link in. I think Dan's been putting the link in. I'm sure a lot of people are going to go over and subscribe. And Alan, I'm going to get in touch with my colleagues. They'll get in touch with you. We've obviously got a very big audience here at UNN. We will clip this and put it out on alt media, and I'm going to keep digging. So, Alan, do you have any further questions for me at all? Anything you would like to add? Anything you'd like to say to the viewers tonight?
Well, to the viewers, yes. Anybody that can help us, I'd love to hear from you. But anybody that's got any questions for me, yeah, you've got my email address. Let everybody have it. Sometimes I can't keep up. It'll take me a little while to actually respond, but I will reply to any question that I can. Put me to any test. Any test you could think of.
Okay. Alan, thanks very much for coming on the show, and we'll certainly be taking this further. Okay, sir?
David, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure. Till next time, eh?
Good man. Speak soon. Good night. Bye-bye.